Excuse me, is this the reading room?
Yes, I'm Saad Manzoor.
And I'm Travis Howard.
This is Reading Room Talk, live from Howard. We have guest panelists today. How are you guys?
Great.
Our guest panelists have all just matched into radiology virtually. It's amazing. We're very excited for you guys. Yes. Super, super excited for you guys. But since you're on our show, we have to ask you our standard questions. Please give us your name and then tell us what your toughest class of rotation in medical school has been so far.
Sure. My name is Kathleen. My toughest rotation was surgery.
Yes. Common answer.
Familiar.
Yes. And next we have...
So, hey, everyone. My name is George. My toughest class, I don't think it was a rotation. I think it was actually learning neuroanatomy is one of the hardest things for me.
It's not easy. It's we've heard that answer before. Definitely. And next.
My name's Julius.
Toughest class toughest or rotation. Class.
Sorry for the pause. I would have to agree with Kathleen. Surgery. Yeah. Just because of the sheer hours.
Yeah. There's no substitute. The hours are the hours.
Ruling.
Yeah, it is. It's just
before dawn.
Yes.
Home at night.
Yeah. And like we talked about before, I think, you think you're going to be in the OR a lot. You're not in the OR.
No.
You're doing notes. You're, like, supporting the people who are in the OR, unfortunately. But that's why you choose radiology.
Yeah. And you made that choice. Well, like the culmination of everything. I mean, how do you guys feel?
Yes. How do you guys feel after making it through a virtual interview season?
Relieved. And just really grateful.
So what would you tell someone who had not been through this process before, now that you just finished it?
Just for virtual interviews?
Just for everything. I think virtual interviews, like how to prepare for virtual interviews, how to, like, pick programs. I think, it's all different than, the way we probably did it, so...
Yeah.
Oh, that definitely makes sense. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Did you guys have, like, a special room in your, like, in your home or, like, a desk area that you guys set up to, like, do the interviews?
I personally just use my living room, but I would, make sure to clear everything, all the background kind of fluff out the way before each interview. I personally, I guess I didn't have a specific room.
Yeah. Would you say the same thing, I guess, or?
Yeah, I had a nook also in, like, my living room kitchen area. So there was nothing behind me except my plant, which is a great talking piece, by the way.
Yes.
But everything else, it was very plain, very standard, white wall with my plant.
And nice. Yeah. Now, was that advice that you guys got, or did you just kind of come up with this as you guys were, like, interviewing?
Recommended to keep it plain, but if you had something that you wanted to talk about behind you, to do that. I just got the plant a year ago, and I'm very proud of how large it is. So.
And it's still alive, exactly.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So you got it. You have the advice to make sure that you rehearse. Is there anything else that you guys can think of, a recommendation that you might have for some of those that are going through the process?
I would say to kind of, like, reflect on, like, yourself and kind of just, like, who you are. I know it sounds kind of, it's easier said than done, but, like, really, like, knowing, like, who you are and, I guess, why you're interested in radiology, like, that really helps for the virtual interview process.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, like, I guess, did you guys have a strategy as far as, like, number of programs to apply to? Because I feel like, when I applied, when you applied, probably, like, since it was, like, in person, people, like, would cancel interviews. And I don't know if people were canceling, like, virtual interviews this time around.
I don't think it happens quite that same way. Just because, I was, like, over-apply. Because last year's cycle is virtual, too. And programs are interviewing a lot more people.
Yeah.
They're just kind of applying more broadly, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It is cheaper, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I think people back in the day would, like, not go to interviews because they didn't want to, like, pay for, like, plane ticket, hotel, like, the time. Yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, oh, that's, yeah, that makes sense. Now, did you guys basically just applied all over, each of you, or did you guys kind of focus on a specific region?
I applied all over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't, because I didn't have to pay for tickets and hotels, I applied widely and everywhere.
Yeah.
I remember after interviewing having a sense of a program that I would maybe belong at or that, you know, get a good vibe from the interviewers. Can you talk to me about how you navigated that and how after the interview, how did you come up with your rank list?
I feel like, I don't know, at least for me, it felt like there were like very few programs gave off like bad vibes post interview, but I feel like with regards to like making my rank list, I wanted to be in, I guess, a city like a mid-sized city or like a metropolitan city. So it was kind of, you know, came up, and also if it was a mid-sized city and a metropolitan city and closer to family, that came up even more. Yeah,
and your family's from where?
They currently live in.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, yeah. Ohio's deep. Oh, that's so good. That's really good. And your family's from there?
I'm from Florida, but oh, okay. Mostly up and down the East Coast.
Okay.
Places where I had some type of connection to.
Okay, okay.
Whether it's like I have like some extended family or friends there, so you know, some sort of support network, I
figure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is important. You know, we've talked about like it's a tough process, and you do want to be around people who will, you know, support you and make you feel like you can do it, you know? So, and your family is from this area, or?
Yes, okay. Silver Spring.
Gotcha. And you're going to be going all the way to the West Coast.
Yes, I am. Wow. West, I went up north and west as far as I could. So.
No, congratulations. You're going to be Grey's Anatomy out there, though, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be very fun, very fun. What other questions did we have?
Oh, I do have a comment about getting a feel for the program.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I was surprised that for some of them, the residents and the faculty's love for their program and each other, some were very palpable, even over Zoom. And the night, or maybe a night or two before the interview day, they would have a pre-interview Zoom social where we could spend time with the residents. And some of them were just so fun and very excellent. And I felt like I got a chance to really understand the culture of the program.
That's nice.
And I think that's key, you know. And I really had some level of empathy, because it's like, you know, that's everything to me when you go to a program and you're able to get a vibe for the people.
Yeah.
But you were able to do that, and I think that speaks a lot to the program. Mm-hmm. They had that opportunity. I don't know that every program had that.
That's, I mean, that's that I mean, that's what that was our concern for you guys applying, was this, like, how are you going to get a feel of like how a program is? But it's just time. The more time you can spend in like a meeting or Zoom meeting or like during the interviews talking to people and just getting to know them, you know, it's going to give you a good vibe on like, you know, how it is. So no, that's great.
I don't want to let you down, but I will say match day was probably best day ever. You might think it's when you get your job, and you might think it's when you get your paycheck, but I'm telling you, man, match day for me was like, it was such a great feeling. And so again, I can't.
What was your match day? Or like, did they give you a letter and you opened it, or like, how did they do it?
You know, my wife was there at the time.
Yeah.
It was just like a huge celebration for us and for all the people.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, no, it really doesn't. No, match day's for you. So, what did you guys do for match? Like, how was the match day week for you guys? And you guys got the email earlier in the week, and then, yeah.
Lots of waiting around just for, to figure out something that's already been decided.
Yeah.
That caused a lot of strife for me.
Yeah, no, that's true. Cause like you already, like people already know where you're gonna be, and you're like, I gotta see what happens. So, That's true. Yeah, but either way, you got to celebrate it. Yeah, got to celebrate it. So that's good. Now, what did you guys do here at Howard for match day? Like, what was the day like?
We had our long white coat ceremony that same day.
Oh, okay.
So we got our like long white coats. We all walk out. We get our envelopes to have you know where we're going, and then you know, everyone takes pictures and kind of has a chance to open that envelope.
Now, yeah. Do you? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was gonna say we open. Get to choose when we want to open the envelope.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, do they make you open it?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. And you guys did it, so congratulations. That's amazing. Now, are you guys going to be doing your internship at the same place that you're going to be doing your residency?
No, I'm staying local, so
okay. Okay, perfect, perfect. And about yourself?
Yeah, same thing. 1 year in Florida, closer to my family a little bit. I'm like a 2-hour drive away.
That's not bad. Okay.
Coming back up here.
Nice. And same thing?
Me three. I'm going to Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky.
Nice.
Not too far from home.
Well, Louisville, Kentucky holds a special place in a lot of radiologists' hearts.
Oh, really?
Because that's where we, it's not good. But basically, that's where we did our, our oral board examinations. So back in the day, we had to like go to Louisville, stay at like some random hotel, and then basically go to another hotel and walk through these people's rooms. You'd like walk into all the doctors' rooms. They'd have like pictures up, and they would ask you questions about these like images. You'd have like 10 or 12 cases. So Ken and Asante, no, it's garbage. It's not good.
You
do, you do. Anyways, just go see the Muhammad Ali Museum. Don't go find that hotel. That'd be my advice. What else? Oh, I remember Pat Watkins. He told us the next time she goes to Louisville, it's just going to be for the horses. So, yeah. Exactly. Nice. Now, congratulations, you guys. Now, did you guys have like a certain, strategy when it came to applying for the internships, or was it just kind of random as well, like as far as like matching that up with your radiology residencies?
Oh, I knew I wanted to be local and
okay.
stay close to my family.
For either
my
way.
Intern year. Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's how I prioritized everything.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. How about yourself?
Yeah, for me, I applied to places that were like in the same cities as other places I was applying. I figured mm-hmm. it'd be cool to pair them.
Yeah.
So I kind of, as the process went on, I was like, oh, maybe I could spend a year to home and then
right.
for like 5 years of you know tougher radiology residency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because I applied to both transitional and internal medicine, ranking the transitionals higher.
Okay. So okay.
To you know see a little bit more scope during intern year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. And similar.
Yeah, mine was similar. I pretty much applied to places where I had family or where I'd been before for like undergrad.
Gotcha. Okay, that's good. That makes sense because I think that's a very confusing process. So, and even for like, so you're doing SIR, right? You're doing you're doing IR basically, right?
Yeah, I got an integrated IR position.
So yeah, that's big.
3 years of DR and 2 years of IR.
Yeah, congratulations. That's huge.
Competitive.
It's very competitive.
It is, yeah.
And that's good. There's nothing more you can ask for. You got a spot. So.
Yeah. So maybe I should have said that one. Oops.
Yeah,
he looked at me.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, right.
Years,
like. He's get paychecks sooner.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, that's so funny.
Maybe I should have said it. But.
Yeah. So, how do you feel Howard prepared you best for the match in radiology?
Oh, I would say biggest thing, we have the best mentor, and in terms of just sitting down with us and going through the entire process. Mm-hmm. Going over our personal statements, our entire application, practice interviews.
Just interviewed us on our life and kind of just like helped us craft our whole application based off of that talk.
That's
yeah.
Cool. Who are we talking about?
Dr. Bonnie Davis.
Wow. Dr. Bonnie Davis. Big shout out Dr. Bonnie Davis. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Angel,
so good.
Yeah.
That's great. And then, support, having someone to help guide you through that, you know, that's the impact of that is just
and that's how it is just in life, as you know. You know, just having a nice, having a good mentor for each step is like, it's so important, because, you know, even if, you know, she didn't go through a virtual process, but at least she knows like what to expect. And, you know, it's still an interview, you know, it's still like going through a whole process and basically exposing yourself to the world, basically, to like get a spot. So it's really nice that you guys are able to have that here. And, you know, some schools don't have it. They do not have it.
Six out of six.
Yeah. That's great. That's right. Now, we'll open up. Do you guys have any questions in the audience as far as radiology or for the panelists here?
Question, in case it wasn't heard, it was, what did you prioritize for your match list, I think, to sum it up? Mm-hmm.
I think for me, it was a location. I wanted to be like relatively closer to where my family is in Cincinnati, and also by like gut feeling, just, you know, how I felt leaving the interview, just about interview day, maybe if we had like a pre-interview, like Zoom. Mm-hmm. So I just took all that into account and kind of made my rank list that way.
Makes sense, yeah. Same thing, would you say, or?
Yeah, location is definitely a big one. I think one of the other big ones is I wanted to be in like a large hospital, you know, that had a lot of cases, because I figured I wanted to see, you know, to be a good like IR, DR also, you know, I see like a really good variety of cases from kind of like all over. So that one was like pretty big for me. And Vibe was also one. Like there was one program that like their interview day was just very sloppy and kind of all over the place. They immediately bottom of the list, even though they had like a great reputation and had a lot of other stuff going for them. But I was like, that was a red flag for me.
No, that makes sense. It makes sense because, you know, they're supposed to be putting their time into like finding these new residents, you know, and you don't, you know, that could be a sign, you know, later on. So that's good that you're able to like recognize that. Same thing.
I would say I prioritized like excellent educators, like strong leaders in the field, also strong mentorships. So during the interview day and also the pre-interview, like getting to see like those connections and seeing, you know, if I can have strong mentors. And lastly, I would say, is I prioritize like a safe learning environment, like someplace where I wouldn't be afraid to like make a mistake, and I would know that these people would just have my back and understand that I'm learning. And I would say I prioritized
those things. Yeah, that's major, because you gotta go make some errors. Like you have to. That's how you're gonna learn.
Being comfortable to do that.
Exactly. Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, being comfortable, you know, just testing your boundaries, you know, in the education process. So that's major. So that's great. Any other questions at all? Yes. So the question is, when to do an away rotation at an institution that you're interested in? And then you're saying, like, you may want to do it March of your third year? Oh, March of your fourth year. Gotcha. So this would be around the same time that they're, like, doing the match?
Yeah.
As opposed to doing it in November before. Gotcha. So what would you guys say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. That's tough. What'd you guys say?
I would say if you're doing the rotation to get an interview, because most places that you do an away rotation will like give you an interview. If you're going to do it in March, it's kind of late. Cause, like you said, you know, by then, match day is already happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it might be more valuable to do it at like maybe like a next tier hospital that's sooner, like earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
It'll benefit you, I think, during the interview process. You can also talk about it. You can say, like, oh, I saw like these cool cases. Even if it wasn't at like that institution that you're interviewing with, it's really good kind of fodder for interview.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'd agree with that. You don't know, you never know who knows who, right? Mm-hmm. You go on your away rotation, and you're stellar as you're going to be, and you impress folks. You know, people, it's a small world in radiology. So, yeah, not only is it good fodder for an interview, I think it's a great networking opportunity and a way to, you know, get out there and get your name known.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, because, I mean, you got certified your list when? Early March, and if you're going to be doing the rotation after all the lists are like been certified, you know, like it's not so helpful, you know. So it's probably better to like, you know, this would be one of the situations where, you know, you would try to pull some strings and just see if you can get into a rotation earlier, like in November, hope, you know, like October, November, just to, you know, just see, even if it's like for like a week, you know, just to be like, hey, can I just come out there for a week just to show you how much interest I have? Because I think doing it later on is probably not going to be so helpful for you. And if you need to do it, I'd probably do it, like you said, in a different place that you'd also be interested in. And, you know, it's a small radiology world, and especially if you're doing IR, you know, these people are going to know each other. And you get, like, a nice letter from, like, wherever you do your rotation at, that can help you at a different institution, because everyone knows everybody for the most part, you know. So, but it's a good question, though, because it's confusing, because it's like, you're telling me I can't do the rotation until March, but that's when the, you know, that's why we have to certify our list. It's like, are you just, what are you saying? So it's confusing. So it's a good question to ask because it doesn't make sense. any other questions at all? Dr. Dixon.
Based on your expectation of what your career in radiology will be, what is a characteristic or personality trait that you have that you think would be perfect for your career?
Yes. Dr. Dixon's a pro.
For those that didn't hear him in the back, he said, "What I think to sum it up, what personality trait do you think that you have that will benefit you as a radiologist?"
Mm-hmm.
I think for me personally, discipline. That was something that I tried to like really, I don't know, own in on like second year, third year. I tried to be disciplined number of questions I was doing per day and completing all my questions by, I don't know, test time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one trait that will help me in radiology.
That translates, because discipline is like you open up a case and you want to have like a search pattern for every case that you open. So like discipline is very important, because like you'll open up a case and there'll be like something huge on one side, but you do want to stay disciplined and be able to get through all of your images and make sure that you see everything you need to see, because you're responsible for everything. So that's great. How about yourself?
I think maybe loving to learn, in that, mm-hmm. you know, radiology is this like ever expanding field with like so many disciplines built into it, and mm-hmm. You know, you got to know something about every organ system, and you have to like keep up with it, like in your career. For on the interventional side, there's always like new procedures. It's like crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's because that comes back down to like the culture that you're at. Like if you're at a program that has a nice culture, then you'll be okay to like learn and like make mistakes and just be okay like knowing this is a process and having like a growth mentality when it comes to like making a mistake. Like if you make a mistake, it's okay. You know, you just don't want to make the same mistake over and over, you know, and you want to learn, be able to learn from your mistakes. So that's great. It's a great answer.
And I venture to say, if you think that you'll be a radiologist and you don't want to learn and you just want to work,
going to be a bad radiologist.
Yeah, that's right.
It won't take long before you're dead.
No.
So I think, you hit something on the head there.
No, that's exactly right. I agree. What would you say?
I would say flexible. And an example of that right now, I always thought that I wanted to stay local and close to my family for residency.
Yeah.
But when I applied, I just, went. I just took all, had no rules and applied everywhere. And now I feel like I'm going to a place where I'm really going to thrive. So I feel like if I just remain flexible and continuing to learn about myself and the places where I'm going to thrive, I hope that'll take me far in my career.
No, it definitely will. It definitely will. Because, if you kind of constrain yourself to being in one location to, get the best education, that's not going to happen. Like, the best way to get the best education is to travel all over, So, you were in Cincinnati for med school. You went to Mayo for residency. You went to Brigham for IR. MGH for IR. I did residency at George Washington, and then I did med school in Cleveland. I went to UCLA for, fellowship. And it's just nice to, just have a nice breadth of, this is how things are in different places. And it gives you a lot of, perspective, too, on, people practice radiology in different ways, Sure. You can learn from good radiologists and from bad radiologists. So it's just good to just see everything from everywhere and just know that it's normal. It's all within normal limits, being able to just have that perspective. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I agree. That's great. It's a great answer. Any other questions from our audience here? Sure. Question is, what skills to cultivate now in order to become a good radiologist? What would you guys say?
You guys, right? Yeah. Is that for us?
You first.
Okay. I have no problem with that. So, you repeated the question. The question is, what skills to cultivate? I would say time management is important. Being able to prioritize what's important and being okay with knowing that you can't get to everything that you want to in medicine, in life, but being able to grapple with that and be calm and have some sense of peace with that. So time management mixed with, I guess, some persistence, that's helpful. That's helpful because, the work, we have a lot of patients to see, a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And you want to get it done like yesterday.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we've talked about this before. I think having empathy in general, I think in life is very good. Having empathy for the people that you're working with, having empathy for the patients, having empathy for, everyone that you interact with, because in radiology you are going to be interacting with technologists, you're going to be interacting with other doctors, you're going to be interacting with a lot of people, and they may not treat you the best. And you may get into difficult situations, but just having that empathy and just realizing that they're not mad at you or you're not the issue, you're just trying to help them, we're trying to help each other. And that'll kind of help you keep a level head when it comes to you're the only radiologist on call and you're down 15, 20 studies and people are calling you. It's just finding a way to be empathic towards them as well. And my favorite line in residency was, I'll read it next. That's it. I probably said it 700 times. So. But that's also just respecting, hey, I respect that you want me to read your study, but I will read it next because I'm reading this study, and most radiologists only read one study at a time. So I think empathy for me is important because it helps you keep a level head, and then it helps you get your work done so you can stay disciplined and you can continue your learning and be flexible, because once you get into the whole hothead mentality, it's downhill. So yeah, just try your best to just be empathic to everybody if you can. Yeah. What would you guys say? I mean, you guys are about to be radiologists. What would you guys say? And that's what the training is for. The training is to increase your, you know, your pace and increase your, like, you know, like you're trying to get better every day. You know, that's the whole point. So, and if you miss, you miss. It's okay.
Yeah. Knowing how to deal with that too.
Yeah.
You know, you've been on call and like, you're sleep deprived, and the next morning you get an email that you missed a tiny sliver of a pneumothorax. I think I might have mentioned that before. I remember being devastated. Like, oh, yeah. This means nothing clinically, yeah. But I'm upset because you saw it and I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta get, you can try and quiet your ego a little bit.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's real. That happens. That continuously happens. So that makes sense. That's a great question, though. It's a great question. Any other questions from our audience? Yes. So, what is something about the field that we want improved? What would you say?
I would like more diversity within the field. Mm-hmm. And I think that's first and foremost. I would like, and that's not just diversity in ethnicity. I want diversity in ways, you know, the way that we think, the way that we approach problems, the way that we approach someone who might make a mistake. To take the malignancy out of the culture as much as we can, but still have that intensity so that we, you know, perform at our best. I think finding that balance, I think, would be wonderful. But, you know, a lot of the reason why Saad and I do this is because we want to put a face and a name and a personality with some of those that maybe you don't see in radiology. You know, we want more people to feel okay to go into this field and feel like they could be accepted in this field. So
yes.
That's what I want to see.
Exactly. And be themselves. You know, we don't want people to like be comfortable being themselves doing this, because like if you're comfortable, then it'll make you the best, you know, physician that you can be.
Right.
And I agree. I mean, like, it's, you don't need someone like yelling at you to like do better. Like, you're already in medical school. You're already like a motivated person. Like, you're already someone who's like going to be successful. You know, like, you just need like comfort and some guidance and some like scaffolding, I guess, you know, just to help you, you know, through the process. So like, yeah, I mean, the more that we can, you know, get rid of the malignancy, you know, the better. Because I mean, like, people, they want to learn. Like, you wouldn't be here if you didn't want to learn. You're not going to be out here looking for shortcuts. Like, you already made it this far. Like, the shortcut people already, they already dropped off the train. They're already gone. So I agree with you 100%, 100%. So what'd you guys say?
Well, I had a thought. What I enjoyed during my interview trail was how the radiologists want to be called by their first name. And I thought that was a nice step in kind of flattening the hierarchy in medicine.
Absolutely.
So that was something that I appreciated.
Yeah. That's good that you noticed that. That's major.
That was the culture of Mayo. You know, everyone went by first name. So mm-hmm. when I got to fellowship and I didn't say, oh, I'm Dr. Hop, you know, this is Trent. A lot of people would ask you, what are you doing? I think I slipped back and told this is Dr. Howard at Kaiser, but you know, I think not long after you talk to me, I hope that you feel relaxed enough to ask me the question that you want to answer.
Right. Yeah. Did you guys wear short coats at Mayo?
We wore suits every day.
Really? That's amazing. That's pretty cool.
it was interesting. But, you know, great place.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's certain things that, like, they like, at the Cleveland Clinic, like, when I was in Cleveland, they would make every doctor wore a short coat because you're, like, always learning, which I thought was corny at the time, but then I get it, you know. Like, it's they're trying to normalize it, you know, like, we're not the only silly people. Like, everyone's silly. They all have short coats, so. It's like... But congratulations on getting your long coats, though. Yeah. What else? So what would you say?
I kind of wish there was more education in the
Major.
Sometimes even after matching, it's like an aunt will like call me like, oh, so what are you doing again?
Yes.
And then explain it all over.
Taking X-rays. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, especially when it comes to interventional too. It's like,
you got to get used to that. It doesn't get. I mean, you have to explain things multiple times.
Yeah, that's true.
But that would be nice if they actually knew what we did.
Very true. Very true. Dr. Julius, what would you say?
I would kind of have to piggyback off of what Travis said, diversity. And I guess, like, I'd also have to back up because that is one of the things that I was looking for in a potential, or that I prioritize when making my rank list, too. So programs that, you know, were more diverse, you know, with race, gender, those were the ones that also went to the top. So,
nice.
Yeah, I think, you know, diversity is something that I'd like to see improved.
Yeah. And that kind of goes with the whole, like, reducing malignancy and reducing, like, bias. I mean, that'll eventually happen because, like, you know, like, there are, you know, talented people in every race, every culture. You know, they just need the opportunities to make it. So, you know, hopefully as these barriers kind of come down, you know, the more likely that, you know, we'll be able to see, like, this diversity. It will take time, but, you know, you guys are doing it. You guys are making it happen, so.
I will say, too, that I remember during my fellowship that there was a rotation where residents could actually sit with patients and go over their imaging with them. Mm-hmm. And I found, and I find to this day, when you talk to a patient about what you're going to biopsy, what you're going to do, and you show them the imaging, it's like light bulbs go off, and they're just so appreciative. No one ever went over my imaging with me, doc. This is so helpful. Thank you. I think that'd be nice to add into our model, but I know that's been proposed, and I know it would be difficult. But
I mean, it makes sense, though. I mean, they're at home Googling stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, they probably know their anatomy pretty well when they come to see you and like come for a biopsy. So that makes sense. That would be great, actually. So, yeah, I like it. Any other questions? Yes. Is there much patient interaction in diagnostic radiology? I would say so. Dr. Ken Harrison's here with us. He knows that we see a fair number of people, you know, like, depending on what you do, you know, like, in our practice, you know, we do a lot of procedures, you know, we do arthrograms, you do lumbar punctures, you do hysterosonograms, sonohistograms, so we do see, like, a fair number of patients. I mean, I will say the nice thing about radiology is, like, if you wanted to not see patients, you could definitely get away with not seeing patients. Could definitely just be like working all the time and not having to see people, but it's like anything in medicine, you can kind of make the job whatever you want it, you know, like if you want to see more patients and you want to be able to do procedures, you can. You don't necessarily have to be an intervention radiologist, but you can, you know, as many procedures you can do, you know, especially if like you're a mammographer, you know, you're gonna be talking to patients on the diagnostic board doing biopsies, you know, like nuclear medicine, you know, like you could, you know, be given, you know, thyroid therapies, so like there's a lot of options in radiology, so, and that's a nice thing, it's a wide field, like once you choose it, it's like there's just a lot to do in it, so many, many options inside, so you can if you want, yeah. Anyone else? Well, we appreciate you guys doing this with us, and let us get you on wax. Congratulations on matching, so we're going University of Washington, Gray's Anatomy, Maryland, Terrapins, and UPMC, Steelers. I love it. Browns fans not happy. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Well, thank you guys so much for letting us be here. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Until next time, stay low, keep firing.